We've been talking about the combine, the Cowboys' approach to that, some of the stories out of the combine, Orlando Brown being absolutely atrocious, Saquon Barkley being absolutely studly. And, of course, we've been watching it. It's on right now. The tight ends are running their 40s. Earlier, we saw some of the wide receivers running their 40s. And while this was happening, Harrison Graham, who... Harrison, get on the mic real quick. We have to ask your measurables. So, Harrison is what? You got to be 6'2", 6'3", and you got to be what, 220?
I'm about 6'2", and I'm a little more than 220. I will not give an exact weight on
that. Okay, so that's the neighborhood that we're talking about.
I'm tight end size, a little shorter.
Yeah, so...
with less muscle.
Okay, right. And
right there with you.
Not exactly training. I mean, when was the last time you have ran a sprint of any type?
Man, it's been a while.
Okay.
Not in 2018. I'll just leave it at that.
All right, so it's been a minimum of 3 months since Harrison has run a sprint of any distance. Yet earlier today, when we were talking about Orlando Brown, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma, who ran one of the slowest 40s of all time, historically bad. He ran the 40-yard dash at 5.85 seconds, which, again, is the fifth slowest of the last 15 years at the combine. Harrison just throws out, he's like, man, 5.85, I could run sub 5. Not that he could beat Orlando Brown, he can run sub 5.
Like half a second slower in the 40 than Calvin Ridley.
Yes, like Harrison Graham can run a 4-point-something 40-yard dash. So we said, okay, we're going to set this up.
Okay, two things real quick.
Already coming up with the excuses, okay, but
no.
Okay.
5.85 is a joke of a run. We could all beat that in our sleeps. That's number one.
Okay.
And 40 yards, a half second, that's pretty significant. Like that. That's why GMs and scouts freak out when a guy runs a 4.6 instead of a 4.52. Okay, so half a second, that's a lot of time over 40 yards.
Okay, well, all right. You're talking big. I think we're...
Coming from a guy who, again, hasn't ran a sprint of any distance.
I did tell Chris, if I don't break 5, I'm doing a second run, just like they do at the combine.
Hold on. Are we putting any money on this, or are we doing any bets on this?
This is so odd.
Jeffrey Cooperstein, one of our colleagues here, said he would put $20 up that Harrison can't beat.
All right, so Mini Coop is in for $20. Who's taking that
action?
Hold
on. I will accept Mini Coop's bet, his action, if he also runs this and we get a time for him.
All right, keep in mind that Rich Eisen does this in a full suit every year, and I believe, has he done it yet this year? Because last year he didn't break 6.
I don't think so.
He did a 6.02.
And he's a guy that,
sure,
like,
it's that slow?
Yes, I just looked it up. You are way overestimating this. I'm telling you, you're not running a sub 5.
We'll see.
It's absurd.
I think we need to get this going.
All right, so we're going to try to set this up. DJ is going to go out and take the official time, and we'll try to set this up to where it doesn't sound absolutely atrocious.
You're going
to
be our narrator. We're going to have Chris on the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I'm looking up. Oh, this is hilarious, dude.
All right, so do I need to go in and punch Chris up on the board? Okay. All right, you're going to take this over.
All right, I'm gonna,
for a little bit.
I'm going to take this over as they go down the hall and get this set up. But I'm kind of scrolling through some times of guys that you may recognize in the 40 from various positions over last year that were drafted. And there is no way that he's going to run a sub 5. Kyle Fuller, who went to Baylor, ran a 5.24 last year in the 40. And I mean, these are guys who train for this for months, who try to make this happen. Cam Robinson, the offensive lineman from Bama, ran a 5.15. All right, let me transition here to my other microphone. DJ, talking to that mic. What are you doing over this?
I'm trying to prop this door open. I didn't account for this. All right, you're just going to have to hold it.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to sit right here by this door because I'm old and I don't do this. All right, so we are ready to set this up. We have everybody ready to go. DJ is at the set point. I believe Harrison, who has once again promised, has sworn that he will break 5 seconds in the 40. And this is a pretty straight shot. I mean, we've got a very long haul here at the Cumulus Building in Victory Park. And this is a long, flat surface, very turf-like carpet. Are we ready to do this?
I'm ready to record.
Is he ready to start?
Are you ready down there?
Did he give you a thumbs up or something? All right, whenever you're ready.
Chris, yell go whenever you're ready.
Just make it happen. All right, here we go. The countdown has begun. Harrison is off. He's coming down the hall, and you'll hear him fly by. That was pretty fast. Pretty fast.
Not bad.
But is it a sub five? It may be. I mean, he was hauling. He was going way faster than I thought. Not even a sub six, is it? What is it?
We've got the official time. Checks in at predictions.
I'll say like a 5.2. I stumbled.
I'm going to say a 5.6.
5.12.
Oh, he almost had a sub 5.
Pretty close.
A 5.12.
Pretty close. I'll give him credit. He was moving faster than I was expecting.
He was way faster than I thought he would be.
It was like a rumbling buffalo down the halls here.
Okay, two things, too.
Man,
I took
that
a legit stumble
to
out of the gate, and you have to zig at the very end.
You do have to. There is a little bit of a turn.
I'm surprised he was that fast. 5.12. Hmm. Are you sure that you timed it, like you stopped it and started exactly right?
I mean, come on. Of course I did.
We'll lean on. We'll give credit to him, maybe.
Yeah.
Are you really going to run another one?
I'm ready for another one if y'all want.
Breather. I think I'm going to run this
now
one.
You're
yeah,
do
you
it?
Go, and then I'll go again.
This is insane.
I think
this
Chris is
the craziest thing we've done yet.
All right.
Do you think they let us come back and do a show next week after this?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I'm going to get ready, though.
Hey, at least it's fun. The last one we've done. We're promoting exercise, which is important in America today. This is crazy. All right. So now DJ is going to run. And again, the goal is to get a sub 540. Now, keep in mind, I mean, to be fair, Harrison's wearing T-shirt and gym shorts with what looks to be some sort of a Nike tennis shoe. So how much that helps him, I don't know. He took off his hat. But you're looking at this, man. I mean, that is not much slower. That was a tick faster than Cam Robinson ran at the combine last year. So you are offensive line. You are NFL offensive lineman fast.
Almost NFL offensive lineman size.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, so not bad. All right, so DJ's getting set up now. He's going to attempt to run this as well down the 40-yard dash here.
Y'all yell when y'all are ready.
I like this. It's a cumulus combine. Are they ready to go?
Someone in the hall. Hold on.
Somebody is in the hall.
We're clear.
All right, we have cleared the hall. He's off. Now here comes DJ Ringenberg down the hall. Man, he is flying. That was really, you guys are way faster than I would have anticipated. Maybe I haven't seen anybody sprint down the, like, sprint anywhere in a long time. All right, what's the official measurement for DJ Ringenberg he comes back from down the 40-yard dash?
Any guesses?
I'm going to say that he's right at 5, maybe a 4.97.
Chris, you got a guess in there?
I'll say sub 5.
Deej?
I'm going to say 6 flat.
5.11.
Wow, you beat Harrison Graham.
Okay, I stumbled out of the gate.
So you going, got, yeah, but you I'm guys are right two. There. You're not going to break. I mean, shaving off that 0.12, I don't think it's going to happen in the cumulus hallway.
I think the extra zig at the end is about a 0.1 difference.
Yeah, it throws you off a little bit. I didn't really stretch very well. So.
That is amazing. I wouldn't have thought that you guys would be that fast. I mean, both of you guys are flying down the hall.
Why do you think we wouldn't be that fast?
That is
just
I don't
looking
know.
At us?
Yes, just looking at you. It makes me think I can run a sub 5.
Why don't you get out there and do it then?
I don't want to.
I don't think you want to find out that you're slower than me and Harrison.
No, I'm probably slower than you guys. I'm not a sprinter. I'm a distance person. I'm not much of a runner. I don't think that I would cover. I honestly don't think I can do it, which is one reason why I don't want to try.
I kind of want to get Chris now. I kind of want everyone to do it.
I
want to
do this on an actual football field because I'm surprised that you guys are that fast in a hallway.
We don't broadcast from a football field. We're making do with what we have. Are we going to have Chris run?
Chris is tying up the laces. I think he's got a run in him. He's wearing high tops.
I'm actually more
shoes are coming off.
This than I thought.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
He's going to do it barefoot?
I feel like I needed that traction on the carpet.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like one of those random New York marathon runners that you see that, you know, grew up running barefoot. Is that a sprinter's tactic?
I don't think that's a fair comparison for Chris.
All right, I will say I'm actually more impressed than I was expecting to be just by, I mean, scrolling through some of these 40 times from last year. You guys are obviously faster. I guess in some degree you expect to be faster than a lot of the offensive linemen, but you're still a half second behind. You know, Tariq Cohen, for instance, last year ran a 4.42. James Conner, the running back out of Pitt, ran a 4.65.
Here's the deal, and DJ, you can probably attest to this. When I go play pickup hoops, I'm I've got a ton of energy the first game. I can sprint around. I can get up and down.
I get all
but
my
that's all I got in me. I got a couple sprints.
I get all my offense done at the beginning of the first game because that's all I got. Otherwise, I'm sitting back on defense and I'm finding someone unathletic.
This is so nuts.
Game two, I'm telling my teammates, can we run a little zone?
Yeah. Just flying down the hall in cumulus doing this.
All right, let's get Chris.
Are you ready, Chris?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Chris, let's do it.
I'm just going to jog
DJ,
down.
You time. I'll do like a I'll hop on
you know, watching you guys do this, it's bizarre to me that Rich Eisen can't break 6 seconds now.
Well, he's old now.
Yeah, but you would, I mean, that's a full second slower than what you guys are putting up.
Well, we're
I mean,
young
granted,
bucks,
y'all are well below 30.
All right, get back in your position
all
over
right.
there.
I got to go to the other mic here.
And I will get to the timing of the hall as we continue running our 40-yard dashes here at the Cumulus Victory Park Studios.
The good news is by the time our bosses find out we're doing this, the show will be over, and so we can just go home, and they'll never let us come up and do, oh, yeah, I got to hold the door open again. All right, so, again, if you're joining us just now here, ESPN Radio 103.3 FM, you're listening to the show, Matt McLaren, DJ Ringenberg, and the other guys that help with our show, our producer Chris Gross and Harrison Graham as well. Harrison threw out that he could run a sub-5:40, and we called him out on it. We set up the course here down the Cumulus Hallway. His first attempt, Harrison ran a 5.12. DJ ran a 5.11. And again, these are guys that are, you know, we're not in shape. We're radio people. Pudgy, pale.
Hey!
I'm just saying.
Come on, Pudgy.
You know, not everybody's in great swimmer shape like me. All right, Chris Gross is now attempting to run.
All right, we're running.
Chris Gross is maybe 5'10 and 120 pounds. Let's see how fast he can get down the hall. Chris Gross is on the way down the hall. We'll hear him fly by. There he goes. I didn't like his stride. His stride was short. He looked unsure of himself. He wasn't moving as fast as Harrison or DJ.
He was scared of that corner.
Yeah, I'm going to put Chris as the slowest so far. I'm going to guess that he's about a 5.25.
5.25 is your guess, huh?
I'm going to go 5.46.
Chris, do you think you beat us or we're a little slower?
I'll say a little slower.
5.21 for Chris Gross.
Man, okay, I'm really good at this.
The thing I didn't realize, it's not that there's just a corner jutting out. You've got a little hallway you got to run through. There's a little gap you got to fit into.
Aw, that sounds like a slow kid's excuse right now, the fact that we beat you.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying.
I think what it is you guys are heavier to some degree, too, and you're longer legged. Once you get the long legs going and the weight in one direction.
Well, Chris is built like Flat Stanley, so he should be a little bit swifter than us.
If I don't stumble and it's a straight 40 yards, I stand by what I said. I break 5 flat.
I think
DJ could, too.
All right, maybe in the break I'll try it. And we'll see if I can make it 40 yards before my knee blows out. I get to the 20 yard, I just drop. I'm down.
My ankle's not feeling great after that, I'll be honest.
All right, so the Cumulus Combine, the official results, DJ a 5.11, Harrison 5.12, and Chris Gross a 5.21.
Champion.
It's impressive, guys. I'm impressed. I didn't think you guys would break 5.5, and you did that for sure.
All glory.
Good job.
To our creator.
Good job. All right, up next, we'll wrap it up here. Final segment, the high five on ESPN Radio. The craziest thing we've ever done live on the air. Live sprints down the hall. It's like we're in high school.